Welcome back to those that are joining us for the first time. Again, my name is Cash Parrish. I took my first business class at the age of 16. Went on from there to a lot of failed attempts. Moved into some solid businesses and made some money. And 21, 22 years later, here I am. Sitting here talking to you on a microphone. I'm just going to, talk about a few things that is on my mind. You know, I help entrepreneurs build the company behind the app, and there's a lot of times that people don't understand that when they accept the role of the founder, the CEO, they start their own entrepreneurship, they become the entrepreneur, or whatever the case is. It's an emotional ride. It is a up and down roller coaster of emotions, and eventually you get the hang of things and you learn how to get past some things. But a lot of toes get stepped on. A lot of feelings get hurt. A lot of sorrow is brought into your life as a result of being an entrepreneur. When you're building a team, when you're building a group of people, everybody's not going to work. A lot of times we want people to believe in our vision and dream just as hard as we do, as much as we do, and we accept anybody who say that they believe, even if that person is not the right fit for the progress of the business strategy. Now, somebody may be saying, well, how do I know if they're the right fit? Oh, man, we got to go back now. We have to go back to the intent that you created the company for. If a person does not have that purpose in mind, that if they're not going to subject themselves to the will of the purpose, more than likely that they are there for the money, for the fame, for the camaraderie, for the community, for the connections, for the freebies. They are there for some reason other than solving the problem for the consumers, the purpose that you built that application for. You're going to have problems. Now, somebody said, well, what if the CEO, the founder is not there for a particular purpose? Well, then that's compound problems. If the founder or the CEO or the COOs or whoever the top people is in a company don't have a purpose, they're just trying to get rich, they're just trying to get money, they don't have problems, they are the problem. They the ones need to be replaced first. But let's keep going. And I'm talking from the standpoint of if what's the emotional roller coaster? The emotional roller coaster is the fact that you don't want to be alone. So you go out and find anybody who will listen that say that they down, even though you didn't do a thorough background check. You don't really have a strategy to say, this is where I'm going and these are the people I need. If you were building a house, you know, okay, I'm going to need people that do cement work. I need people that do construction as far as putting up walls and sheetrocking. I need somebody who do electric work. I need people who do plumbing work. You go out and specifically get the right type of people to do the right type of job. Then you could get so critical in each position. Well, tell me what kind of CEO you are, COO you are, what kind of CMO you are. How do you get down? You're gonna find some people can't build a business worth shit, but they can run one. They in great managerial mode. They can take something that's already built and maintain it, hold it together. Some people, they can actually take some things and grow it. If you give it to them, they can look at it and revamp it, fix it, and increase it. But some people don't know how to do it from scratch. What am I talking about? Let me give you an example. Visualize this. You're in the kitchen. Somebody is cooking up a dish from scratch. They give you the spoon and say, here, taste that. You could come in there and say, what is this, gumbo? Man, it needs a little more oregano. It needs a little bit more thyme. So they add that into it, balance the meal. Now you have enhanced it, made the meal better, but you couldn't make the gumbo from scratch like that person did. But that person doesn't have the skill to balance all the flavors to make it tasty, craveable, sellable. So you have to pick the right person for the right fit. It's the people job fit. You have to do that. Not somebody saying, Cash, why are you so excited about it? Why are you so animated? I get animated when I'm talking because this is real for me. I've been in this more than 21 years. Ups and downs, the profits, the losses, the theft, the hiring, the firing. We've been there. The arguments, the beef, the difference in opinions, the vanity, the arrogance, the rising up thinking, I'll just start my own business, go out there and they fail. I've seen it all. And I'm telling you, it's a result because we didn't start off. Our origin will be our, let's say that our destiny will be our origin, and our origin will be our destiny. Somebody say, how do you look at that? If you start off wrong, you're going to end up wrong. You have to start off building it right so you can end up right. Somebody say, no, I just made a pivot. Well, a pivot means you started over. A pivot means you changed the way you went. So if you are willing to compromise, willing to change, willing to be coached, you can make a pivot. You will be starting off right because you started anew, started afresh. You went a different way. But if you choose not to change, you're going to go all the way down the wrong road, hiring the wrong people, putting the wrong people in your company. And I'm saying these things because I'm getting to my point. There is no way for you to make people the way that they need to be for the business. You cannot change the psychology of people, so stop trying. Stop having that hope. Let me give you real life experiences. This is Cash. What kind of app behind the app company is this? This is it. You need the wisdom of life mixed with the wisdom of business. Combine them to survive. Now, if you dating a person and that person cheat on you once, they cheat on you twice, they cheat on you a third time, you could keep on hoping that that individual is going to be a good man or a good woman. But the proof is in the pudding. The history is the destiny. What they did in the past is going to show you what they're going to do in the future. Cash, people change. They do. But they don't change because you want them to change. They change because they wanted to change. They change because they had a sincere desire to be different. But as long as you and I trying to put ambition in somebody else, trying to get somebody or motivate that person to do the right thing, we're wasting time. We're wasting time that we could be focusing on the purpose and not on the people. We keep on focusing on redoing somebody else's work, going back and trying to pacify somebody else, trying to educate somebody. He got to go to the library himself. She got to go online and take a class herself. They got to do that themselves. You have to be the CEO that's driving the car, watching the road. You don't have time to be checking the kids in the back seat so you could crash the car. Somebody, Cash, what are you saying? I'm telling you how to build the company behind the app. It starts with the intentions of the company, understanding what type of company you're building so you can hire the right people and know that you're going to mess it up in the beginning. It's going to hurt when somebody walk away and leave you. But you can't get so emotionally attached to people that you keep the wrong husband, wife, partner, staff, children in the house, in the family, in the business, knowing that they're the wrong people. Because we so emotionally attached to that individual, we don't want to see them leave. We don't want to see them go. It's going to hurt us to go in there and tell them tomorrow's their last day. We're going to cry. I keep talking about the purpose because I'm telling you in my business, me, Cash Parrish, the businesses that I own, Quintessence Business Development, Cash Parrish Education. If Cash Parrish cannot scale the business, grow the business, build the business, whatever position I need myself in, if I'm incapable of achieving that, of accomplishing that, I'm firing myself first because the purpose is more important than the people. Fulfilling the objectives is more important than the vanity and the fame, the popularity and the job titles and the notoriety and the check that I'm going to get. Somebody said, how could you look at it like that? Because we supposed to be building businesses that can work without us and not work because of us. We are supposed to be building businesses. Let me not say that. Building companies. I'm going to say why I say companies. Building companies that's going to outlast us and go on to be passed down into generations for our children and children's children. If you're not a person that's building a company, sell it. That's what I'm talking about, a legacy. For those that's trying to build a company just to sell it, I mean, you know, do that too. But you're supposed to be building something that has stability, longevity, something that will outlast you. You're supposed to be building something that's solid, giving it a solid foundation that if you get sick, if you take a sabbatical, the company works. If you die, the company lasts. The company lives. Now, why did I say company? Because when you look up company, a company goes back to the word companion. The word companion, let's say this. First is, come over here and keep me company. Will you like to accompany me to the grocery store? A company means more than one. You know, that's keep me company. That has to have at least two to keep somebody company. The person who's asking and the person who they asked. So I'm saying that to say when you're building a business, you may be selfish trying to build something alone and by yourself and wonder why you're not going to become a billionaire, a millionaire, or a thousandaire. But when you're building a company, you have a team. You have more than one. You have at least two. And you're saying a companion. Now, why I say companion? Because when you get a partner, when you get a team member, when you're breaking, oh, I jumped the gun. Look, when you're doing things together, then you have a companion, a person that you do something with. This is my companion. So the word company goes back. It's company, we're saying, means more than one, right? We're going back to say, but the etymology of company is going to take you back to companion. When you look at companion, that means to break bread together. Now, you can't break bread together. Somebody said, what's breaking bread together? Well, where I'm from, I'm urban, I'm hood, I'm street. We say, man, I'm in the streets getting this bread up. You know, I'm breaking bread on something. You know, I got to go break some bread with her, break some bread with him. Say, breaking bread mean getting money together, eating together. You know, even if it's not financial, it's eating with education, eating with opportunity. We breaking bread together. You can't break bread together if you apart. You can't break bread together if you separate. You can't break bread together if you single. Somebody say, what you talking about? One mind, one movement. If you put people in that's not focused on the same purpose, wouldn't that mean there's two people sleeping in the same bed, living in the same house, that's just as divorced as they could be? What are you talking about, Cash? You have a CEO and a COO that's not on the same page. You have a entrepreneur partner that's not on the page that you on. You have co-founders that's not on the same page. How are we going to break bread together if we don't have one mind, one movement? That's why I say it starts with the purpose. It starts with the intent. This is how you build the company behind the app. You got to get that fit. You got to get that fit. I'm talking about that startup fit. Somebody said, well, no, my company is 5 years old and I sold it to Yahoo and none of us, the original founders, worked there. That is not the case and point of what I'm talking about. I am trying to talk about as you are building, as you are starting out, as you have no documents, no paperwork, just an LLC and the EIN number. You know, there's no website, there's no nothing. You have to take the vision and explain that vision to your co-founder or your partner. And y'all have to have one vision, one mission, one movement. And everybody you hire have to be in alignment with that movement. Now, I'm going to close out with these things. You and I cannot give people ambition. We cannot give people smarts. We cannot, man, I'm just waiting for her or him to sit around and learn it and get it like I got it. Again, they have to have a disposition, a predisposition, an attitude of positivity toward accomplishing that. They have to have that as a sincere desire for themselves. Because if they don't have it, you could talk to them till you're blue in the face. They will never get it. They won't try to get it. They will go what's in the best interest of them and never what's in the best interest of the company. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with letting people go. You have to be okay with working alone. You have to be okay with finding more people to work with. You have to be okay with getting a divorce, splitting your money, splitting your house, splitting your kids, splitting everything and all the things that you all have built over 5 years, 10 years. Move on and rebuild. Somebody say, wait, what? Move on, rebuild. Yes, you have to be okay with moving on and rebuilding and dating again. You have to be okay. I have to be okay with firing and hiring again. Interviewing and taking another opportunity one more time. And I think that's all I want to talk about on today's lesson. I would like you to take the opportunity today to stop what you're doing. And this is your work, your homework for the day. If you have never done it, sit down and write out the purpose, not the mission statement, the purpose. Why did you create this business? Somebody say, I created the business to get money, to make money. Well, if it's only about money, do you have an end game? Are you about to sell the business? Are you trying to build the business to be a valuable product so you can sell it to somebody else? Are you selling it with clients? Are you selling it, you know, with users? Are you selling it with revenue streams hooked to it? You have to have a purpose of what you're doing and then a mission statement to get you there. The mission statement is going to be a rough one. It's something that's going to be, when I say a mission, when you go on a mission is not easy. A mission is a strenuous task that you're going to be on. But the vision that you have for the company should inspire you while you're on that hard mission. My name is Cash Parrish. I hope that I said something that could be beneficial for you all out there in the podcast land. Take the time to write down your purpose. Start with your purpose. Build your mission. Create your vision. And go on to build yourself a successful company behind the app. Again, I can be found at www.cashparish.education. I'm Cash Parrish. I'm the guy that helped you build the company behind the app. We're going to talk about some other things. We got more in store. More coming. So y'all stay tuned. Till we podcast again, y'all be cool. Peace.